You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey campers, it's Black Tiger, Black King, Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. The proper sex soundtrack can be critical, and Big J. Okerson knows it. The Bonfire host schooled everyone on panty-dropping playlists that put your partner in pleasure paradise.
You have too much of a connection to sexy scenes with music.
Yeah.
It's an odd connection you have. Our Bonfire playlist, when we were driving the car the other day, it came up the song that you were like your favorite song because Jensen Ackles plows to it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then we heard it and we're like, this song sucks.
But I do have faith that Jacob could put together a great fuck playlist.
What would be on your fuck playlist, Jacob?
After that song from Supernatural.
Yeah, you, that starts it off. Then what?
You just listen to it under the wrong.
No. Like, I know. I'm not arguing that. I'm just telling you, a woman would be making a weird face over your shoulder if you fucked her to that song. But it's your thing. But what else would be on your fuck list, on your fuck playlist? What's a definite?
I'll be honest, I've never fucked with a soundtrack in the background.
Really? Just fucked to your own noises? And what was playing? You know, you remember. Was it Otis Redding? Did you try to fuck her like Roadhouse?
These arms of mine. These
arms. I gotta think about that. I would like to come back like next week and give you a playlist of what I think.
Do it, dude.
Your fuck tunes, please. By all means, come up with a playlist. I mean, I just got some meat just out of the gates. Dan, what's your fuck music?
Dude, all I do is Enya and
Deep Forest.
And the sounds of... No, I don't... I'm a white guy, dude. We fuck to our breathing.
See?
It's don't not fuck strange. Music on?
Sometimes. I will. I have... Let's see what I've fucked to recently. White Stripes. I just put on the White Stripes Pandora. I don't know where that goes. It can go good places.
That's not good fuck music, dude.
You fucked a Korn. It's the same.
It's very different. And by the way, Korn's not the best fuck music, but there's a Korn album that's a good fuck album for sure. Follow Leader's a good fuck album.
I wouldn't mind fucking to, I think Vide Noir is a great album to bang to. I think, what's another one that I like?
Yeah, that's not bad.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I've banged them.
I've banged
to the broken bones. And who else, dude? I'll get gay with it. I'll toss on some Florence and the Machine. It ain't just for me. It's for the lady. The lady will put it on. I'm not going to turn it on.
Is that Donkey Punch night when you try to even things out?
Yeah, that's for her. And then the next is for me. And then we just bang to us. We bang to Sugar Ray.
She knows when you're going to put on a flow. She's about to get thumped up.
Yeah. So that's when she puts on her old-timey football helmet. Yeah, I mean, I've fucked too. I mean, I've gone all over the map, dude. I'll put on a 112 album to throw it out of nowhere.
Holy shit. What? Where did you find it?
I'll put on Peaches.
Be all sticky from just being in a box forever.
I'll put on Peaches and Cream or Cupid. Bang it out to Cupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I fucked Christina Total the other day.
That's what I was going to say. I was trying to think of 90s.
Did you see what you did to me?
All for one?
Me and Christine throw our fucks down to Alone or with Company. Our go-to is the indie channel music on the TV, Music Choice TV.
Oh, I would love to get a little taste. I would love to get a taste of that.
Channel 831 DirecTV. It is the indie rock station. So it's just kind of like college rock. And there's more like, there's moody songs there. Sometimes there is a noticeable where you got to go, what the fuck is it? Like, it's not really a good, like, you know.
I'm going to start
I have over Christine's shoulder. and while other things were happening in the room, had to step off for a second to Shazam what was happening on the TV. So
that's really funny.
Me and Christine have several songs we enjoy from that very thing.
So you're like, hold on. You're like, yeah, is that getting you? Hold on, what is this? What are you?
For
holding your phone up to a speaker, you go, what is this? Okay.
For an excursion away from home, I would do, I guess we've done Christine Tool, Deftones, War on Drugs, shit like that. Moody stuff.
Yeah. War on Drugs. War on Drugs I have. War on Drugs, I put that album on. That album's great to bang to.
Like, I wouldn't stop music, obviously, if it's on, of course. But it's very specific for you. Like, okay, we're going to bang now. I'm going to put our sex music on.
Yeah.
No, well, not our sex music.
That works.
But it's just, you know, something that's just going to be music in the
background.
That's
the best bet. That's like, I mean, I like doing, like, I'll put on Rolling Stones' Pandora, and sometimes you just, where it goes is you're like, oh, this goes into good places. I've also boned to Yacht Rock station on Pandora, if you're having fun with it.
We used to do classic rock, and then it changed to...
Oh, I thought you guys were going to say classical for a quick second. I thought you were going to say classical
rock
music.
The problem was classic rock gets too... It's too familiar that it's like...
Yeah, you're thinking about a barbecue when you were 9 while you're getting your balls licked.
It's just when you're fucking, you don't want to... But it's just like not even that. It's the energy of some of those songs. There's some great ones, you know what I mean? You can fuck too, but just like on a classic rock station, it's like you don't even fuck to like blinded by the light,
wrapped up like a noose,
another rover in the night.
That's so funny.
Blinded blind, and the dong and the dang and the dude and the bang and the dude.
It's also like it's really sad to do doggy style to Comfortably Numb.
yeah, it really is.
I've become comfortably numb.
You should try to time out your accidental anal, your oops moment with when it goes, there'll be no more. Wah! But you make the noise sick.
I only fucked it in quarantine. I've only fucked it to Tekashi 6ix9ine because it really raises the energy up. I go, blah, jump to the father, to the pirate. That's how we fuck all the time.
Rap down a jabber, jabber, yap, baby, boo. Black Lou, what's your go to fuck music?
It's late 90s, early 2000s pop hits.
Okay. Pop hits? So you'll go pop 10.
Come on, dude.
Dude, that's so great.
So, like Sinead O'Connor, like Kiss Me, Sixpence None the Richer, Bittersweet Symphony.
Bittersweet Symphony is too epic. That's too epic to fuck to. I feel like I would have to do my best.
Yeah. Are you guys rocking a chandelier while you're fucking?
Come on. life will never be sweeter than this moment right here.
I also can't believe you listened to Sixpence None the Richer.
Now, man, it's not a consistent one, you know?
I thought it was going to be the OJs or something. The Ohio Players.
I was the only person with that album.
And Black Lou's got chest sweat coming down. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Yeah.
Taste of her cherry.
We're in the morning, son. And he's just doing all the night.
I just want to fly. Oh, what
you want?
Put your arms around. What you want?
That don't impress me much.
Wait, what's the Sugar Ray line? Christina's thinking about the shut the door, baby. Something that don't say
shut
a word.
Shut the door, baby. Don't say a word.
I hate you guys. I hate you because that's going to be in my head while I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Shut
the door, baby. Don't say a word.
Black Lou is like plowing and then just giggle in the middle of it goes, shut the door, baby. Don't say a word. I love you.
Every morning, 3:11. That's what I fuck to. I go, you better come original. I didn't think that, you know? I'm like, oh yeah, you coming original? You coming original right now?
Oh my god, how many times I'm making up for all the time? How many times Christine's going knees behind the ears for fucking stupid Sublime music?
Boop 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 boop.
Getting fucked to Sublime under a tapestry of Sublime.
You guys,
stupid son. And then when they come, they flip over and they go, "That was for you, whoever the name of the stupid lead singer who died is."
They go, "We miss you every day, Bradley. Now I got to mop up." Outkast is great. Outkast is great. Fuck music.
It depends until Hey Ya comes on.
Yeah, well, you don't go to the later albums. You stick at fucking. Yeah. You stick the first three.
Hey, yo, you factors back in. People, yeah, your mama.
I go. You know what's softer than soft? Me.
Said what's softer than soft?
Me.
All right. Dude, the list of worst fuck songs, dude, that's another one. Classic rock. This definitely happened to me and Christine before. We're in the middle of starting up or something going on. I don't know if there was someone else there, but whatever it was like, "If you see a painted sign at the side of the road, it goes 60. Like,
dude,
love it and a dancing, kissing and a hugging, wearing next to nothing.
B-52's jolting you out of a nut. You're like, "Yeah, I'm almost there, I'm almost there." You're like, "Rock lobster." You're like, shut up. "So send the pain below where I need it." Stop singing.
So lay down. The thread is real.
I've definitely been fucked to pop punk way too many times. Yeah.
So send the pain.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. Jay and Dan went Ellen show on the entire staff, and let me tell you, it wasn't pretty.
We're dancing at the beginning of all of our shows and also being horrible to our staff. Jacob, you don't laugh until Jay laughs. You know the rules. It's the bonfire. Quarantine tapes. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big Jay Oakerson. That giggly fired producer is Jacob Attot for fucking up. You know we only want joy when we demand joy.
Fuck you, DJ Lou.
Yeah. Black Lou.
Drink out of Eddie Vedder's dick. Drink out of his dick.
Black Lou, you're still our Black King. You're cool.
Black Lewis Johnson.
Christine, if you got any Me Toos, let them fly now or else you're just a stupid bitch.
The stupid bitch you was asking for. You probably wanted it.
Yeah. All right. What's up? We're going with more of an Ellen vibe here on this show.
Dan does his shoulder taps with his dick.
Yeah.
Hey, Christine.
Tap, tap, tap. Where's the rundown?
And then he talks and makes his dick hole look like it's talking.
But I do different voices, so it's hard to hate.
Yeah. Hey, Christine, I'm sorry, Dan's so mean to you.
I go, sorry, Christine, it's me, Winnie the Penis. I'm sorry, I made you do all those things.
What do you say? Give me a little kiss on the chin.
How about just a little kiss under the chin?
Oh, ooh, that was a wet one. That was a wet one.
Now let's dance.
Let's dance.
Do you think Ellen ended
Shut your whore's mouth and let's dance.
And she's just bullying someone and she goes, "Now let's dance."
I swear to God, I will eat your pussy and throw you out of the top floor window of this goddamn place. Play Katy Perry's Roar.
Now play it. Play Ariana Grande or I'm munching tossing.
Yeah. I will bite your fucking clit off and punch you square in the fucking face. Put on Chaka Khan's Ain't Nobody.
She goes, "Put on Mambo Number 5 or I'm going to suck you from the back and kick you out a window." More fucking rule.
Yeah. I'm going to shove your face in my cunt and then I'm going to knee you square in the nose.
It's funny to hear about people being mean when their product is so bright and cheery and bullshit. It makes it way better. It just makes it really funny. That's what this
EJ Lou checked out. He won't hear bad talk about Ellen. He won't.
About he the gen?
He won't hear it. He was a big fan. He was there. He was holding up a sign outside of the studio the day she announced she was gay with a "You're So Brave" sign.
Dude, he's got the Ellen show on DVD.
It was actually a lot funnier than you think.
He goes, "Dude, good joke writing. Check the staff. They went on to do great things. Half of those guys ended up on Simpsons." So I don't know.
A lot of people checked out because it was Ellen DeGeneres. But I'll tell you, if you watch it, there's the LPMs, the laugh per minutes, dude.
Dude, fantastic. It hits. And also, if you checked out, check back in, because Ellen had some good stuff. Yeah, Ellen is in trouble. But what's going to happen? Did she say she's just going to walk away? Because that's what I would do if I were Ellen. I'd be like, fuck you guys. No more Ellen for you.
She put out a response to her staff. So the claims of the toxic work environment, it seems like the staff's, like, it's not really saying it's her. It's like upper management and all that. But it probably, you know, things, environments stem down from the top. Generally,
is there a list? Is there a list of things? Is there a list of things she digs? I hope it's funny. It's like she would come and fart in our lunch.
Like, dude, if she pulled Scott Baio bully moves, I would
start.
Yeah, dude. No, but you remember when he threw the ball at the kid? Or he, like,
oh yeah. When he threw hot tea in his face,
dude.
Think quick, you stupid bitch.
This is on NPR, and actually what's going, it's beyond just like a toxic yelling work environment. Apparently there's actual like sexual harassment misconduct with the EP.
What? Oh, the EP. Who's the EP? EP a dude?
Yes.
You wonder if it's even worth it right now in a pandemic to keep going with the show. Like, you'd have to really love making the show, not just to be like, I have fucking $400 million. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Portia de Rossi or whatever are going to go fucking live on an island. She goes, my dancing is a disease. It's actually a brain aneurysm that I had that makes me dance everywhere, or else I don't have my motor functions.
That's the whatchamacallit. You know, Dan, the thing, I'm doing the song from the Great Adventure commercial.
Yeah.
She now looks like the Great Adventure guy.
Dude, that's so funny. Her ears grew into the Great Adventure guy.
They really did. It's so crazy. Now, where's the accusations of what's going on there? Is this all of it, Christine?
Well, there's 10. There were two men, and then this is one of the responses from one of the guys.
He wrote, I started at the Ellen Show as a PA more than 17 years ago and have devoted my career to work my way to the position I now hold. While my job as a head writer... Oh, so this is the guy. This is the producer responding. While my job as head writer is to come up with jokes and... no, it's not. It's to write dance in front of so-and-so interview. Fucking jokes. And during that process, we can occasionally push the envelope. What? I'm horrified that some of my attempts at humor may have caused offense.
Yeah, Mike, if you ask a PA to blow you, it's not a joke.
Hey, Karen. Karen, suck me off. I'm having writer's block. And she's like, what? He goes, I'm just saying, she's like, excuse me? He goes, no, I'm saying for the monologue. Is that a funny thing? No? I'll cut it out.
What if their writer's room was like worse than Skanks? And they're just like, yeah, we just like watch these videos of retarded kids getting hit by cars. And jokes. And you're like, what? And they're like, it's the Ellen's writer's room. It's nuts. It was like SNL, SNL writer's room, 75 to 80. And DeGeneres' room from fucking 09 to 2020.
And they go, look, we throw every idea out there because you have to be able to brainstorm freely, you know?
We go to the cutting bottom room floor. To go to the top.
The cutting room of DeGeneres' writing room is all just fucking like all lives pro all lives matter jokes.
Oh, dude, they go racist and anti-gay just to see if they can get there. They go, sometimes we want to try and find every angle.
I'll tell you when the blue lives matter, when the black lives are in your house in the middle of the night. Hey-o! And I go, Alan, that's Alan? Not rolling off the tongue for you.
Ellen, you're likable, but I don't think that could work for you.
Yeah, she goes, what? No, I was gonna do like a new thing.
Do you think that she's just a comic? Maybe she surrounded herself with a lot of sensitive people over the years, and she's just being a comic, a dick, but like she's got jokes behind the scenes.
I wish that were the case. No. I think it's more of she's so wealthy and runs a fucking major thing. Yeah, she's kind of just like, I'm busy, dude. I'm fucking busy. Get out of my way. What do you want?
She's been out of the world of like hungry humor for a long time.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Her humor is all right down the Pike Main Street.
Yeah, it's that I'll go back to it all the time, but that joke they make for Tracy Morgan in 30 Rock, where they're like, yeah, some people say your stand-up just doesn't connect with the audience anymore. And he's like, people out in Montauk be eating their lobster like this. Om nom 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 nom. It's like, good. He's like, shut up, don't make eye contact with me. But that is what it is. It's just, it's like she's had over $10 million since the 90s.
Yeah, I say with Ellen, like the Yep, I'm Gay cover, it was the first realization in my life that gay wasn't a horrible, horrendous thing.
Very
it
true.
Was the first
Very
time
true.
Where I was like, Ellen's gay. Like, I loved Ellen. I watched her show, and it was the first time in my, you know, in anything in my world where I was like, but Ellen's gay. If Ellen's gay, how can gay be bad?
Well, it was the first time in my life when I saw that I had a reason for an excuse on why a woman didn't want me. I went, oh, that's why. Okay.
That's why Ellen wouldn't answer my messages.
That's why I want all my hand letters.
And then I thought it was the first time talk show as a gay woman for 20 years now.
I thought it was the first time that the world was able to go, oh, yeah, I knew that. I was right.
Yeah, for real. Rosie O'Donnell was the second one where you go, well, I mean, come on. What did you think?
I love it. Everybody, I'm gay. And it's like, well, that explains your button down shirts under tight vests with mom jeans since you were a kid.
Yeah, is that why you're always dressed like you run a Michaels? Yeah, you got wealthy. The thing you say on day one is never how you act at a successful company. I'm sure Jeff Bezos, day one of Amazon, wasn't like, we're going to dominate the world. He was probably just like, hey, guys, let's get books to lonely nerds. This is a place of learning. And then now he's like, I'm half machine.
Yeah. At first, he was like, and guys, don't think of me as the owner and the boss. This company is all of ours.
Exactly. Together. Yeah, you don't think that fucking Steve Jobs, the first day of Apple, was just like, hey, guys, so we're just here about making computers more accessible to people. And now it's like all of their information shall pass through us and we shall know everything about them.
This company isn't about me, everyone. It's about you, the Chinese children.
Yeah, your tiny,
your little fingers, your building microchips.
Hands, your tiny hands make such big ideas. We love you for it.
Your ability to screw in tiny screws and SIM cards. And just mind blowing.
The ability to not breathe your dusty breath into the back of these phones as you work on them is proof that you're the best. A question from the laborers. This little boy asks, when can I see the sun? When can I have water? Oh, okay. That's a good question.
Oh, zing, is it? Zing? Yeah. That's not going to be for a while. We got quotas to hit, my friend. But I'm telling you, you're going to be so proud when you see what these things are capable of.
Zong Yang, you are going to have to sleep at your workstation tonight. And also, we're going to make you watch the phone that you build go to a hot blonde girl in San Diego who's going to take frivolous pictures of the food you'll never eat with it.
None of these claims have anything about Ellen being a piece of shit, because I think she gets away from this completely. She goes, oh, shit, my staff were being... She can come out and be like, I'm going to hire all women. And the police will just cheer for her and know she'd be fine.
Yeah, she can just be like, only women of color that are gay sometimes. And everyone's like, what a woke ass queen.
Eight, but that I'm not attracted to. So don't worry. Yeah. Ellen continues. As we've grown exponentially, I've not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on others to do their jobs as they know I'd want them done. Clearly, some didn't. That will now change, and I'm committed to ensuring this does not happen again. I'm also learning that people who work with me and for me are speaking on my behalf and misrepresenting who I am, and that has to stop. As someone who was judged and nearly lost everything for just being who I am.
Smart.
What?
Smart. That's a nice move. That's
she
a nice move.
Where she's like, right?
That's a nice, like, she goes, man, I'm going to start being better. Remember when I lost everything because I'm gay? Because I was just born this way? Anyways, I want to know... Here's the thing I want to know about the Ellen thing.
I'm really sorry about those sexual harassment things. I was very busy just fighting for the rights of people that everyone's equal.
Oh, that's crazy that my staff was being mean, because I just remember like when no one wanted to work with me because of who I am. But I mean, if you guys are cool attacking that, then I guess we can, you know, I guess
she
we
goes,
can.
You got fingered by a head writer? That reminds me about when I got fingered by society altogether and they took away my TV show.
Yeah.
But you know, but I persevered and probably you will too.
Wow. It sounds like this environment was pretty toxic, kind of like my conversion camp summer where they told me if I ever thought about women again, I would be beaten without mercy. But anyways, guys, that sucks. And I'm going to make some changes. We good?
Yeah.
We're all ready to record. I got to dance out of here.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. Here, Dan and Jay offer some quick tips to young single moms for raising successful satellite radio hosts.
Shout out to your mom for just knowing what to do. She got the son that she knew was going to be a genius, and then she's like, now let me go get some hot dick to fill me with other children.
And she just wouldn't let him pull out.
Dude, that's what you have to do. If you are a young woman, hear my voice. Go have a young warrior child. right? Just have a kid where the dad has got some real good qualities, but you know he's going to take off. Have that kid, make him develop for 10 years alone in this cold, cruel world. Let him develop his own weird idiosyncrasies and shit like that. And then bring in
insecurities, no one to protect me or love me.
Yeah, have no emotional base, have him be completely alone, and then bring in a good dude that's
completely completely reliant on all women and completely adapting their takes on things.
Yeah, make a little susband, you know, a little son husband that has to do all your chores. Just make a little man that has to do all these little things for you, and then go get a hot piece of dick to pump out some kids.
I don't think a lot of kids being their parent. I don't think a lot of kids were going into school with the working knowledge of Knott's Landing that I had.
Oh, dude. My mom, the bartending skills I possessed in sixth grade. I was the only mixologist at Laredo Middle School.
Nobody else at my age knew who Joan Van Ark was.
Yeah.
Joan Van Ark from Knott's Landing. Nicolette Sheridan also, by the way, who
Very hot.
Known for hot, yeah.
I always remember my social studies teacher. I brought up 60 Minutes, she brought up like Dubai or something, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I just saw that piece on 60 Minutes." And she's like, "Why are you watching 60 Minutes?" I was like, "Oh, me and my mom watch it on Sunday nights while we have dinner." And she's like, "All right,
scotch and a cigar and watch 60 Minutes."
My mom has a Southern Comfort Manhattan on the rocks. You know, I put my guys down for 46 minutes of solid learning.
And we sit down and see what's going on in the world.
You know, maybe we have a little turkey tetrazzini. Watch it. Morty Safer, bring us a story about
Morty Safer.
George Harrison. I don't know. Maybe I want to watch Ed Bradley talk to Muhammad Ali. I don't know.
Oh, you're goddamn right you do. That guy had an earring well into his 70s.
And don't think I wasn't coming with some harsh criticisms like Andy Rooney. I was going, you know what I don't like about mom's boyfriends? They're there in the morning. Why do they have to be there in the morning? They should leave at night. You had Andy sex Rooney. At night. Why aren't you leaving at night? Don't let the kid grow up with you in the kitchen.
What a disturbing voice he had. It was not settling at all.
But yeah, man, having that knowledge... That's what you should do, women, to create a guy that's going to have, to create men that are going to have a pretty successful satellite radio show.
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.